Once upon a time, there were two boys. Shit happened, and stuff took place. Now those boys are men, and they can't afford a therapist. So together, on this podcast, they will air out what nobody talks about. Shit's gonna get weird, and you are going to judge. This is the Shaky and Jakey Get Judged Show.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Bad.
So are you in is your grumpy mood from yesterday, is it carrying over to today?
Yesterday, I wasn't grumpy.
I have it in writing.
What did I say?
You said you're in a bad mood. I'm like, you? You said bad moods. And I thought you were thinking your family.
I think you're talking to somebody else. I don't remember that.
No. That's why you erase your WhatsApp.
I delete everything as I go. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
Frustrated? Oh, that. Yeah. Frustrated. Yeah. I mean, it's not anger. It's more like, really, 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 are we dumb? We're this dumb? This is how dumb we are? That shit. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Yep. Yeah. So, and like, personally, I've got some very stupid people in my life. Like, stupid. Like, just fucking at the point where it's no. I don't want to talk to you ever again, and I don't care if you take your own life. So,
wow.
No, it's just it's I'm stuck on the social media complaining and the whining and the fucking my life's terrible. Okay, but what you're posting is stupid.
So here. So I have a question. A devil's advocate, because I'm on the same page. I hate it too.
No, I get it. Yeah, I'm open to conversation.
Here's kind of
till I hang up. I might hang up. I don't know. I don't know where I'm at.
I'm in a lot of 15 minutes in, both hung done. Up. It's just like, yeah,
fucking okay, cool. I'll humor your fucking.
Being a person that's an advocate for mental health,
me,
yes, yep. That's you. Yeah, yep. Being in open one version about
of,
it,
in one version of my life.
Yeah, being open about it.
Yep,
talking about it.
Yep.
Bring it to the surface, dealing with it.
Yep.
Isn't when people complain on Instagram about their moods and their feelings and how they perceive things, isn't that kind of dealing with their own mental health at the same time?
Nope. That's looking for attention. That's attention seeking. There's a huge fucking difference. That's attention seeking. You're not fucking improving shit. You know how to ask for help? Hey, I'm having a hard fucking day. Anybody want to talk about it? Not, you know what Jordan Peterson said? You know what random black guy on the internet said? Like, I go what you're saying, and yeah, for some people it is because some people don't know how to talk. And I know what you're saying, right? So they're putting it out there. They're like, this is how I'm feeling. This person can explain how I feel. Maybe someone will talk to me about it. Day 65. If no one has reached out to you, you have no true friends. Go get a counselor. If nobody in day 65 of your public fucking meltdown has reached out and said, hey, are you doing good? And if they have and pointed you in the right direction, which I may or may not have done to multiple fucking humans, if you're still doing it, then it's on you. Swerve into traffic. Jump off the bridge. See how sharp the knife is. I don't care anymore. What's happening is that there's this fucking underground breeding of this poor me shit. And it's across the board. It's not even like people with mental health issues. It's people who don't like their job. It's people whose relationship isn't good. It's people who don't like their boss. Like, oh, my life terrible. Go do something about it, motherfucker.
You know what? And that comment alone is what people are doing about it. They think they're doing something about it. So, you know, the penthouse, you know, the strip club in Vancouver.
Yep.
And they're famous for their billboards.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, their billboards are famous, right? So
yep.
their latest one says, "Here's my 2 week notice," and it's T O O W E A K. It's perfect because that they think that's doing something. But like, I don't like my job, so I'm just gonna quit. I'm not gonna figure out why I don't like my job. I'm just gonna go to the next one and quit that one too.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna figure out, like, it doesn't fix the problem.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying, and you get it. And I think most people get it, but it's funny because I've watched a lot of people that used to be stronger turn into this, and it's, I can relate to it because I had a lot of false bravado for years, a lot of fake fucking confidence, and I made a world that wasn't real to defend. And I understand, so I get it, but it's like, if you're at the point, and I guess maybe it's me looking at myself, you know, and maybe I throw a little bit of shade at people because I didn't do what I think I should have done, which happens a lot. But like, if you're there and you fucking want the help and somebody actually reaches out and says, "Hey, this is what you should do," and you don't do it, fuck you.
You know, we talked about it a couple podcasts ago where I posted something about my old man when his anniversary
was the fucking car,
right? And everyone's like, "Hey, are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." Just because I don't post on social media about how, like, I do have emotions sometimes, or an emotion, like, just because I don't post about it doesn't mean that fucking when I do, it's all come off the rails.
No, I get it. And it, like, I've been privy to see your actual emotions. So, I mean, I know they're there, and it's you're not,
friends have.
Yeah. And you're not like me where, like, I will just, and to be fair, I'm not super emotional. Like, I'll put a post up. Yeah. But there's not, like, you won't hear a fucking rant from me online about how hard things are, because I have a fucking great life.
Yeah,
I do. Like, I'm white, I'm middle aged, I make a good income, I'm straight when I want to be, and like, if it benefits that I'm not for a day, whatever. I have a whole season to practice, apparently. Oh, we'll move on to that in a second.
We'll be talking about that later.
Next week, he's on the show. We need him on next week.
Yeah.
He needs a week to get warmed up with his aggression, and I need him at full fucking flag.
So I'm going to bring the mic.
Yeah.
We're in Dallas together.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Good.
So we'll do an hour from the hotel room.
Yep.
100%. And the mic will pick it up. I have my laptop and everything. And
number one, he's not allowed to fucking go on the streets in Dallas. I don't care what month it is.
they don't recognize
it. It's a trap in Texas. They're like, "Hey guys, come on down." It's like fucking Salt Lick hunting deer. Mm. Yeah, we're gonna have a parade. It's in a different part of town than usual. There's not a lot of people. But you bring everybody. Bring them about dusk, right around dusk. But back to the post, we'll move on to that in a second. But yeah, it doesn't even make me mad. Like, I've muted a lot of people's stories, and I'm just like, it's not them, it's me.
Shout out to the person at Instagram that invented the mute.
Amazing.
That's absolutely amazing.
The best is another thing. I can't see your stories when someone's tagged in them.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
Yeah.
I get mad. I'm like, what is his fucking story? What is it? And so I have to flip over to this one to see what it is. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I don't care about that one.
Every time.
If you're listening, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. I mean that with love. But yeah, I don't know. I was in a mood yesterday and I was just like, fuck. Like, and that's on me. Like, if I sit there and get mad, because it doesn't affect me. And I had this conversation with somebody last night, like a long conversation about, look, the power is with you. It is. It's 100% with you. And it's the same as me venting about what I was venting about too, like frustration. It's like, that's on me. No one's going to change.
No.
So I have to make a change.
And if they were trending towards change, then you wouldn't feel the same.
Yeah, exactly. Then I'd be fine because I got my way. Because I'm a selfish bitch.
Well, it's not just that too. Like, I mean, when you're talking to someone and they're just complaining about something over and over and over again, or they're doing a behavior that's just fucking retarded over and over and over again.
Yeah.
If they don't have to change, they don't have to be perfect. I don't expect anyone to be perfect. It's been the same in my relationships too. Like,
yeah,
when you're in a relationship, if you're working towards being better,
yeah,
that's great. I don't have to be at the better part. I just need to be improving, doing something. That's all.
In a different spot than you were at.
Yeah.
Like, just
because then it shows effort. That's what I want.
That's
I want
it. Effort. Thank you. Thank you. That's the fucking key to this. It's like, yeah. And people think putting posts up is effort. It's not.
Yeah.
It's lazy.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there, you want hits. Yeah. You want, because I had somebody say that to me the other day. They're like, actually, there's a picture I put up last night in the dress shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, what are you fucking looking for likes? Actually, no, I felt good. And I was like, it was a fucking good angle. It was the right time of day. I took a fucking picture because I felt good.
Yeah, why were you wearing the shirt, though?
I was seeing if
it still fit. Were you going out?
No, I was seeing if it still fit.
Oh. See, I know you so well. I was going to say, like, hey, are you going out for that? Your Annie? Or what? Is there a dinner you're doing? What are you doing? And then I thought, he's in two moods. He was in a bad mood this morning. He's going to fucking come unglued to me like, yeah, I can wear a shirt if I fucking want. What's your problem?
I was in a bad mood. No, because I was going through. Good. Thank you. I was, but I had a couple of people comment, and it wasn't dudes. It was chicks. They're like, oh, were you trying to look good? 100%. Or are you looking for likes? Not even a little bit.
No,
I said, yeah, you got a scrunchie? Like, fuck. I should have had a scrunchie in my head. Next fucking next selfie at the gym is gonna have a fucking scrunchie in it.
One scrunchie.
But no, I was talking to my guy yesterday, and I sent him a picture, and because he wants to try me on a new program.
Yeah.
Just whatever. They're trying new shit out. Yeah. So like, hey,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'll try it. If you know, you know. But I'm like, because I took measurements last week, and I'm bigger, and I'm like, fuck, I'm fat.
Of course,
that
is what you said.
So, anyways, I just tried shirts on, and I was like, "Oh yeah, this actually fits better than it did." So I was like, "I'm going to take a picture." Now, do average people do their hair when they find it? No, they don't. I do. I did my hair because I was like, "I look good." I'm like,
"Did you go out? Did you use it?
No.
Or did you just take it off and then fucking walk outside?"
Yeah. Then I walked the dogs, but I look great doing it. But anyways, like, yeah, it's like, if you're, I don't understand. And I understand the social media is the gratification and the fucking, if you're in a support system with people on Instagram, that's cool. Cause I am, I've got a bunch of people that I never thought I'd be in this like little, like, hey, fucking good work. And I don't talk about it because that's our thing. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't do it to be like, hey, we're fucking, you know, I'm talking to this guy or this girl. There's an actual,
those people pay the dues to be in the club.
It's a community of fucking like-minded individuals. Yeah. And it's fucking funny because you know me, like, to think that I'm even doing that is funny because I'm like, you should just do it. Like, don't be proud of yourself.
No, you're more, I mean, you talk a big, I mean,
oh, yeah,
you talk on here. You're a fucking supportive person. If you get a person that you believe deserves attention, and you give them attention.
100%. And so do you. And you, so you, look at us. What is this? What is this episode about?
Person.
No, you've never found you. I don't know who they are. I'm high a lot, so I think I'm actually confused. Oh, that feels better. We got too serious for a second there. We took a video of my butthole this morning. Do you want to see it?
Did you?
I did.
So, okay. So I was talking just before the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, we didn't do an agenda again. So I was like, fuck, what should I talk about? Tell the wife. And she goes, talk about anal bleaching. Who would do it? And I'm like, I know the fucking answer to that. If I bring it up on the podcast, he's going to be like, hey, when we go down to Vegas, let's do it. Let's do it on the podcast.
I'll do it 100%. I don't give a fuck.
And she's like, really? I'm like, are you fucking kidding? He wants to do, we're going to do partner colonics side by side stacks.
I got no issues with shit. If Dum Dum said yesterday that we should monetize things, I'm there. If we can pull in,
what was he on yesterday?
I don't know, man. It was his birthday. Shout out to 3D. Happy birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, 3D.
He was drunk all day, I'm sure.
He had to have been. All of a sudden, get another podcast going?
Another YouTube channel. No, not even a podcast. Yeah. Just three guys talking, three old dudes bitching or something. I don't know what the fuck it was called, but it's
three adult children.
Three adult children, which I really.
Good guy got a ring.
But he's got no commitment.
How do we do that?
It's the exact same thing with a different name. That's all.
And it takes way more effort to do a nonstop YouTube channel. We can barely do a TikTok.
I don't even know how to talk tick.
Number one talk tick is ants.
Yeah, that was our number one vision.
What do you think he did for his birthday? I never asked him.
Ate carbs.
Well, I said he can't do it. He's going to win this fucking...
Well, yeah,
he's going to win with that. I can't keep up with the walking. That's the problem.
Set your shit lower.
Like one calorie a day. That's
his is lower than yours.
Yeah, he joked about it, and I was like, oh, I never really thought about it. And then I realized, of course, it's a ratio of the.
Yeah, I mean, that's like I set mine at for myself is what 12,500 steps a day, and then 1,000 extra burnt calories. That's where I'm at. So that's what I got to hit, and I do it.
I was watching Jim Stepani. Stepani says his name? Stepani? I think it's just Stepani. He's a doctor anyway.
He's having a stroke, ladies and gentlemen.
He's ripped. Joe Rogan talks about him all the time. He's part of bodybuilding.com. He's got his gym, JYM, fucking supplements.
Okay.
He has like the shredded thing. I did it years ago. Like fucking, I don't know, like 10 years ago. I could only get through like 2 weeks. Yeah, it's a program, 8 week program. I got through like 2 weeks and I was so exhausted. I wasn't eating enough calories. So like I burnt myself out. But he does Tabata stuff like HIIT in between workouts. That, like you do a chest Tabata and then you do chest workout. You finish your muscle group. And then when you're doing like tries, you do the Tabata. So it's like this high intensity cardio for 4 minutes before you actually work out a muscle group. Oh my god, it was terrible.
Yeah, it's an isolation thing, right? It's blood and oxygen flow.
Yeah, it was.
Because if the muscles are already expanded.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you tear from a cold state, it's different. But when you tear from a warm state.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like me at the gym. It's funny because I'll do a set and then pace. I just walk around and everybody's like, the one guy's like, yesterday, he's like, you okay? I'm like, why? He's like, well, number one, why are you talking to me? And then, like, what the fuck off? He's an older guy, actually. He's asked me a couple. He comes out.
The guy in the parking lot.
Different guy.
Oh.
Different guy. He's like, you work out? I'm like, no. He's like, oh. I'm like, yeah, you've seen me in here a bunch.
I'm in a gym,
fucker. No, I'm a pervert. I'm the guy that they worry about. Let's talk in the shower. But... And he's got a bad shoulder. So I've talked to him a couple times. He's like, what should I be doing? I'm like, well, get off shoulder press, number one. But he's sitting there trying to put up two plates. And he's like, I tore my fucking rotator cuff. I'm like, put the fucking shoulder press down. Anyways, yesterday he's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you walk a lot when you're working out. I'm like, yeah, because I keep the blood going. If I stop in between sets, it's pointless. My heart rate goes down.
Yeah.
Oh, is that like a technique? I'm like, I call it anxiety. I don't know. Like, it's just how I don't like sitting down. I don't like people around me. It's just kind of what I do.
I love people at the gym when they're asking other people for advice. I mean, I never get asked for advice because I don't look like I go to the gym all the time, but I see other people talking and how awkward it is because like when you ask someone who's not a trainer or trained to tell you how to do stuff, then they get embarrassed. They're like, they don't even know if they're doing it right. They're just at the gym trying to get some clock some time in, you know, get your hour in. Yeah. They don't want to tell anyone how to do it because they're like, well, I don't even know if I'm fucking doing it right myself.
Well, and it's dangerous to tell people how to work out because like, I'm not a fucking trainer.
Yeah.
Like I don't train properly for sure. I don't. I mean, but I'm also not going for really.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not bodybuilding. I'm just trying to...
You know what I always think to myself?
Smorphia.
I listen to Van Wicky, and I think to myself, you know, those guys go to fight... Guys in prison come out jacked. Yep. They don't have trainers. They weren't taught how to do stuff.
No.
They're just like, hey, just go rip muscle and repair it. Rip muscle and repair it.
That's it.
Lower your calories, cut your body fat, rip muscle and repair it. Now, their calorie count is cut. Without their wanting to be.
No, and it's like Wes Watson.
Wes Watson. Is that the black guy? Big black guy?
No, white guy. he started out, he did a 10-year stint for weed, and then he started a YouTube channel in jail. And then he comes out, he just spits facts. He's jacked as fuck. He's bald, got a big beard, like, and he's just rolling his fucking Lambies out. Like, he's made a ton of money. And like, he's like, fuck you, don't be a weak bitch, blah, blah. But he's got that prison workout.
Yeah.
Where it's just burpees and fucking, like, yeah, every day he does 100 burpees to start the day. Like, that's all that's fucked up. But you were out running rape, fucking all that shit. Like, yep, you had to be tough. Like, you don't have, if you get fat in jail, you're just lazy.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no,
a lot of time.
You've got a lot of fucking time to improve yourself. I like, if you, and he makes good points. Like, he's selling himself. Like, he's doing millionaire mindsets, all that shit, right? Like, and he does great. He's a little over the top, but whatever. What do you do? He's a gangster from fucking Cali, but like, if you, and he's got good points. Like, if you go to jail for 10 years, 2 years, 1 year, and you don't come out with a better education and in better shape, you're just lazy.
Yeah.
And if you come out weaker, you know what I mean? Like, it breaks some people. It breaks because I've never done a stint. I don't. Yeah. I can't sit here and go, bitches.
Yeah.
No, I'd die in jail. 100%.
I did a stint. Medium security.
Yeah. So, and
I could see how it breaks.
Yeah. Like, you break.
3 days was enough for me.
Like, you know what I mean? So, but he's got a good point. He's like, if you don't come out dedicated.
Yeah.
And it, so now, okay, so we live in the outside world and we have outside lives and all that shit. You got to be dedicated, and you just don't have, I don't have, like, you look at all these people that are fucking lit right up and in amazing shape, and they're taking shit and they sell that. That's all they do, is they fucking sell that program. So you have to work out 4 hours a day, and good for them. They have the time. If I was self-employed, I'd be in the gym 3 hours a day. Easy.
Yeah.
100%. And I'd be rocking all sorts of fucking supplements. Yep. I'd be hooked up, but I don't have the time. So
we've got a friend that, she was a guard at a youth detention, and now she's a parole officer for youth. And she said, like, look, the system's broken. Like, gangs still stay gangs inside. There's extra gangs inside. Like, the society of prison is still something they can't control, and it's still wild. But what they do control is that they give people a lot of tools to go in at zero and come out improved.
Yeah.
But you got to have the mindset that you're going to come out, like, you got to put the effort in to come out improved. So they give you the tools to be, in their mind, in the system's mind, will give you all the tools to not be the gangster or the thief or the criminal that you went in. Give you all the tools to come out not a criminal. Because you're educated, you're healthier, you've got a better... That's the idea of the system. Now, sometimes it just makes criminals better, stronger, and smarter. But that's just can't be controlled. Right?
Yeah, and it's on you. And I think that ties into what we're talking about with the posting and stuff. Like, it's on you. Yeah. Same with anything. And I had this conversation with somebody last night, and it was the same thing. It's like, there's some family shit going on with this person. And it's like, the comment was made, oh, I hope so-and-so doesn't reach out to me tonight. And I said, why? Well, I'm pretty calm and I can deal with it. I said, no, that statement there means you want the fucking smoke.
Yeah.
Like, because you think you've got control of the situation, you want the fucking smoke. So anytime anybody's ever said, oh, I really hope that person doesn't do this, they want it. And you're not ready if you say that, because I've been that guy. I'm like, fucking so-and-so better fuck, you know, I'm in a good place. I can deal with this. They better not come at me because I can handle it. No, you can't. You can't handle it. You want to handle it the wrong way.
Well, that's it. And that's why you're saying it.
That's why you're saying it, because you're fucking manifesting it. If I ever say to anybody, fuck, I hope so-and-so doesn't come at me, I want them to come at me so bad it hurts and my dick's hard.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard. Like,
yeah, maybe before you said it.
Yeah, it was hard when I was pulling on it.
Yeah, that's how we talk.
taking the pictures of my butthole. Do you want to go back to why I was?
Yeah, let's go back to butthole pictures. Why exactly? And first of all, who took it? Did the wife take it?
No,
you took it.
Yeah,
in a mirror.
No, with my phone.
You just reached under.
Underneath, like, I'm bendy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, were you gonna tell us? Why are you taking a picture of
butthole? No reason. Oh, I was just like, wonder what my butthole looks like today.
And? Good? Bad?
Looks like it's got the color of an undercooked ham on the inside. Like I opened it.
Oh, that's
I was good. Like, I wonder how wide it opens.
Wow.
Pretty wide. I've done some things.
Were you on a podcast? Were you on a tripod? How did you open it and hold it?
I was just like.
I'm glad you're showing me. I'm glad this makes me happy.
Look at my delt. I just bent down and pulled one cheek, which opened up.
Yeah.
Does anybody else do this? Is what I want to know. If somebody can help me out right now, that would be super. Because the more I talk, I'm like, you are fucked.
Now, was this like a spur of the moment in the shower thing? Was this
out of the shower?
Yeah. Not like that. Yeah. I don't even know where to go. Out of the shower. Like freshly out of the shower?
Freshly out of the shower. Still wet, drippy.
Were you thinking about it in the shower then?
Yeah, well, because I washed and wiped, and I'm like, am I clean? Like, I felt clean, but I didn't feel clean. If that.
So now it's going to perturb me. I have my phone in my shower, right?
Yeah.
Because I take the cold dip at the end, so I got to put the timer on.
Yeah.
And I've got this big phone thing that sucks suction cups to the wall.
Yeah.
Dildo, whatever. And then I'm going to think about it every time and be like, should I take it? Now, did you save the picture?
No.
Okay. It's just
why do you want it? Like,
No. I know you though. I know you though. Cause like I could be like fucking 3 weeks down the road, go boop. Oh, I did save it.
100% I saved it. No one else takes asshole transition. Progress pics. Man, I can get a whole hand in there now. John, if you're listening, what gauge is good?
You would need the Pride Season Toolkit to make that happen.
There is one.
Offered by the Canadian government.
That upsets me so much.
It is so funny.
Thank you for the progress.
It is so funny how many people that upsets. I don't know why it upsets. It even upsets me. Like, well, I don't understand why.
It doesn't affect you.
It was maybe it does. Not at least.
Maybe it does a bit.
No, not at least. Like, how did it?
I don't know. It doesn't affect me. It's the fringe shit pushing so much agenda that pisses me off. Like, I think everybody's entitled to fucking freedom. I'm good with that shit. But like, why do you need a season?
It is.
Just and they amazing. Pulled women in.
Yeah.
Now it's called women equality. Number one, you people are trying to kill what a woman is.
Actually, the gays now, because of the Canadian government, one of those slats on the rainbow flag, that's for women, straight women. They're going to have to accept that. Their flag now includes women.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. They pulled them in.
Women.
No.
Women.
Women equality.
Yeah.
That is like the gays are losing everything.
Yeah.
The gays are the most affected by this, not the straights.
It's like giving people blankets.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think they're for.
They're killing them.
But they're not.
They're killing the gays. Like, I don't know.
Diluting their flag. Oh, you have 1,000 letters. It used to mean something. Now it's just 1,000 letters.
No, now it's 1,000. Now you're the alphabet club. Fuckers, how do you like that shit? Do you guys got a song? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
Fucking you know how reading, it's got two fucking S reading in the rainbow. Front of it now?
Yeah.
L2S? I don't know what the L's for.
I don't. L2S. I've lost track.
No, lesbian, two-spirited. Yeah, L2S. The 2S is two-spirited because Indigenous people in Canada, if you're gay, then they think of it as you have two spirits. You have apparently a straight one and a gay one. I don't know. But like you're two-spirited. I said that down here. I was showing people the toolkit, that link you sent us from the Canadian government.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck is this L? What is this 2S? Or this? And I'm like, it's two-spirited.
Is this a high gay population you're talking to?
No.
No, straight.
No, it's a high Trump population.
Straight American. America.
Yeah. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, why are they got to have their letters in the alphabet? They're gay. I'm like, yeah, they are gay. And he's like, well, why do you got to call it two-spirited? I'm like, well, that's what they call them. I'm like, well, you're not calling fucking, it's not in Chinese. There's not a Chinese number there, too.
It could be.
What do the Chinese call gays? Why don't that go in the fucking
letter? They call them dead is what they call them.
Yeah. Not they're allowed.
They call them tossing with the fucking newborn girls. Fuck. Hey, what do they call them in Iran?
Call them once. To the podium. Once.
Hey, come here.
Hung.
Yep.
With the rope.
Hung Chow.
Hung Chow. Hung Chow.
It's the name of the episode, by the way. Hung Chow.
Hung Chow. Yeah, I'm not taking notes.
Neither of us are. I don't know. Just say we did some shit. Call it that.
Yeah.
Next weekend is Big Gay John's return because it's his month.
Yeah. It's season. Nope. Month and season.
I refuse to acknowledge the season.
Is June his month?
Yeah.
Is it Pride Month?
Oh. Yeah. Surprised
never you know because
your chip go off.
Our parade is in August, isn't it? In Vancouver.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you do.
I've never been to one.
You never been to the gay parade?
Why would I go to that?
It is pretty fucking awesome.
You know how many men would be all over me?
It's awesome.
I am a bear to those people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you'd be very well liked. But it is fucking crazy. It's crazy. Like if you can see, I saw more titties.
Oh yeah, no, because they think it's safe.
And I've seen even at a strip club.
They think it's safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But are they good titties?
Lots. Tons. There's strippers that are stripping down the strip club that go there to take their fucking shirts off.
When is it this again? I think I should probably August. Go check this out.
We'll promote the podcast.
John. Can you imagine?
Now, does he wear his outfit with like the batons and stuff when he goes to it? Because I see him.
He's a leather boy.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so. I've never seen him in his outfit, but he showed me once his like
nipples?
I don't even know what they're like. No, they're like suspenders, but they're what? Like got they're leather suspenders.
No,
they're fucked up. I've seen his leather hat. It's fucked up. I'm writing the title right now on this podcast so I don't forget. What do we say we call it?
Hung Chow. And call it CIAO. Hung Chow. Yeah.
For kids.
I think I'm out of ideas.
It's 135th episode, by the way.
Well, you think we'd be getting more famous?
That means that Sully has spent 135 hours listening to us. That's like 2 months of full-time work.
Double it.
He's listened to it twice, yeah.
Double it. He's gone.
That's like working full-time for 2 months, just listening to our podcast. That's the best.
Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Were there fights last night?
There were, yeah. Biggest robbery good? In UFC fucking this year.
Oh.
And that says a lot. There's been a lot of bad fuck. Kai Kara France fucking, he won the fight and they gave it to the guy as a split. I don't, I'm losing.
They shouldn't I'm have losing. Splits.
No, I'm losing interest in watching fighting. Like it's just, it's getting too frustrating. I actually switched to the hockey game.
Yeah.
So and that was a good game. Vegas looked good.
Yep.
Vegas yeah, they looked good.
Parted on halfway through.
Yeah, I mean, I think that series goes seven, to be honest. Like, I don't think it's going to be a
sweep. So much money. I don't think it'll be a sweep.
And it's good. It was the best hockey I've watched in a long time. Like, it was fucking tough. Yeah. There was great saves. Like, they're good teams. And, like, all these people are like, they're fucking mad. They're fucking expansion. Shut the fuck up. It's hockey.
That like, guy said it. Didn't you send me that thing? The guy predicted in at the beginning of 2022.
Shane O'Brien.
Yeah.
Shane O'Brien
predicted Vancouver
ex,
to
ex-pro. He played for Vancouver. Shane O'Brien did. He's got a podcast. And yeah, he predicted last year that it would be Vegas and Florida in the fucking final.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And he said why? And he fucking hit it. It's because of Paul Maurice and it's because Vegas retooled. And it's like how can you shit on a team that's been in the league what, 6 years?
6 years.
They've been in the conference final four times
and like, twice in the Stanley Cup.
They're building a fucking, and they haven't gone over cap. They haven't fucking, they're playing, they're showing new, it's like fucking Moneyball in baseball, except it's working.
Yeah.
Because hockey's different
too.
It worked, but the A's never got that far.
No.
Like, they never won, right?
No.
But, like, I think hockey's different. They're a different breed than baseball players or any other sport. Oh. It's personal to them. Like, I don't, you can say, okay, so, like, Michael Jordan, personal. They're,
yeah.
That old school mentality of basketball, I don't think basketball, right? Maybe LeBron takes it personally. But I don't think they take Draymond Green. I don't know if they take it as personal. Hockey's fucking personal. And it's a very rough sport. Like, it's, you put your, you could die playing that game.
Yeah. Yeah. You could die. Absolutely. Yeah. And, or at least maim yourself enough.
That maim yourself. Fucking,
like, you can't do a lot of stuff after.
Can't do a lot of stuff. Like, Clint Malarchuk is fucking scared to shave.
Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't know what that was, Google it. Clint Malarchuk.
Oh, the leaking, the leakage.
It was the fastest puddle I've ever seen.
I was watching that game on TV. Really? Nobody even knew what was going on TV. They were like, what is happening? He's still down. And then the puddle came out. And the guy goes, if you watch on YouTube, I think the guy is like, the announcer goes nuts. He needs attention. He's like holding his fucking, because they have the neck guards, right? And he didn't obviously have one.
No. No, he still had the cage helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how long ago it was.
Well, that was fucked up. So, yeah, it was great hockey, good speed, good hits. There's some person, like, the personalities playing are fucking great. Like,
yeah.
I love Matthew Tkachuk, no?
Yeah.
And I like that Czechoslovakian guy that plays on Florida too, Dubas or whatever his name is. He's just fucking rides people and, like, sits on them. The ref is talking to him. He's like, you can't use people as a table. Why? He said why. But yeah, no, the fights were good. It was good fights. And then Jim Miller, who's 42 years old, still fighting at fucking lightweight, crazy, right? knocked a guy out in 23 seconds.
Yep.
Left hook and left uppercut. Like, just a perfect fucking pop.
Yeah. They got wicked angles of that.
Yeah, it was good. So what'd you guys do last night?
I went to dinner.
Nice.
We went to dinner with a friend who's like one of our over top friends, very well off. Like, you could never pick up the tab on him.
Yeah.
He loves the offering of picking up the tab, but he pays like the waitress like $1,000 on a $300 dinner.
Yeah.
So that's his thing. Yep. He writes it all off. He doesn't care. And he doesn't act like it's, and nobody knows. No. Like, he doesn't fucking tell people, I'm going to fucking jump out. And, but he orders. It's okay. So it's like it was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Guy Ritchie. Guy Fieri. Guy Ritchie was there.
Can you imagine Guy Ritchie directing an episode of fucking Diners, Drive-Ins? Yeah, fucking cunt.
There's like, it's like 11 restaurants at the same
shooting.
Time.
Fuck. Jason Statham's the fucking prep cook. Brad Pitt's. What?
Like the Guy Fieri show? The
Diners, Drive-Ins. I love it.
Yeah. So do you remember the one where guy's there and the lady is like, they're in the back, they're doing the normal thing, they're cooking, and the dad keeps coming in and yelling at her in fucking Bulgarian.
He's very
angry and he comes in with a knife. That's here. That's that's Nina's place. Yeah. So we're friends with that lady.
Yeah.
And, but that guy who's dead now, but him and his wife are generational, caviar brokers. So you can get wicked caviar there and they give us a good deal. But like, we buy like a little thing of caviar and it comes with like little pancakes and it's like a nice appetizer.
Yeah.
But when Justin, my buddy, orders caviar, he's like, oh, can I get a pound? And so like a jar comes out the size of a peanut butter container. And you're like, all right.
I don't like caviar. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's texture. Like it. Some people do.
Oh yeah.
I know people that you wouldn't even think like caviar.
Yeah.
Like hillbilly motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And they've shocked me. Like hillbilly gangsters.
Yeah.
I was in Van one in my 20s and we were at a place and fucking buddy pulls out a jar, like a big jar of caviar. And he's like, you want some? I'm like, you're a fucking, I used the word a cat this month. And he's like, he got offended. He's like, you are a fucking heathen. I'm like, you're wearing coveralls.
In this
you're
place,
wearing coveralls, driving an Escalade, eating caviar. What the fuck is happening? But anyways, he ate this shit by the spoon. Like just, it's like beans. He was eating it like it was fucking, and I'm like, you're wrecking it for anyone in here that really enjoys this. We were in a nice restaurant and he pulled out a jar of caviar.
It's great.
And the lady comes up. She's like, sir, did you get that hair? He's like, do I look like I got this hair?
Do you sell this hair?
Do you sell caviar? Anyways, but yeah, okay. So,
So like he was, there was just way too much caviar last night. It was good. It's a nice spot. Not fancy, even though it has caviar. It's not fancy at all.
Am I getting flights for the game? Are we going?
Yeah, we're going. Okay. Yeah, we're going to the game. 100% we're going again.
I have trust issues.
I know you do. We've got lots of time. We'll book the flights. What? We got lots of time. Book the flights and the hotel.
I have a busy fall.
Yeah. When do you and Joan go? September?
September 6th. So we're going to Memphis. And then we're going golfing. Then we're going to Vegas.
Oh, fuck. Golfing.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Good call. It's been on my to-do list for a while.
I can just imagine your to-do list sitting there fucking doing this in the background going, fuck, when is he going to get to me? When is this? Like, you probably give your fucking items anxiety.
Yeah.
Look at you. And the smile. That's the fucking smile right there. Like, sure, this is look at all the stuff I have to do. And we need to talk about that because Big Gay John was like, oh, I can't leave till Friday after work and I am not wasting a day. So is he driving up by himself or what?
Well, he could. I mean, when we get closer to it, he's in such a panic all the time about his work. He can take an afternoon off.
Okay. Because I was talking to, you know, who's going to have control issues about travel.
Oh, we're going to have two different cars. This is what
100%.
There's no way he's going to have all of us in the same car. Nope. And you'll have to drive.
Yeah, he has to drive, which is good for everybody else because you guys can drink, I can smoke.
100%.
Which might make for a better trip.
Okay. Okay, next steps. Okay, I just got to give a deposit. So we didn't golf any of these courses, did we?
We've Tower never Ranch, golfed those.
Sunset Ranch never. And Shannon.
Those are all new. Are they good?
Fuck, I have no clue.
Yeah, whatever. I'm all about trying new things. The nice thing is Joan Jett can come meet us for dinner.
Yeah, she's even closer there.
She said she would.
Yeah.
She said she would. I said, what about Paul? Fuck him. I'm like, okay.
They were like, well.
I would love to see him and John at a table talking. So, Paul, what are your thoughts on the homosexuals?
Do you know what a sounding stick is?
Are you a closet? I hear you were an altar boy. How was that?
I like it. I would love to be there for that.
I'm giving John a script. You read from this.
Just read. Just say the just next read line. It, whatever say he says doesn't
whatever matter. He says, this is your next line. We should do that.
That'd be a funny conversation.
Let's have somebody on the podcast and just have a script and they won't have it. And we'll just... And it'd be like Between Two Ferns.
You just keep following the script.
Just keep following the script. Yep. The person's like, yeah, my wife just died. So how do you feel about anal sex? My wife died. So you think coming on the face of anything is okay? Alive or dead? I mean, it couldn't get better than that.
We could pull that off. We had people on the podcast.
Well, we've got a fucking lot of people waiting. Like Three Little Pigs, we got to figure it out. Yep. Jesse wants to come on in July because he's got a month off.
Yeah.
We got Big J gone. What? That's been happening a lot. I think I'm fucking, I think it's happening. I think the slip's
getting started. Dyslexia.
fucking dyslexia. I think I've probably got some kind of neurological disorder. Like
there's no doubt about it.
It's downhill. Downhill from here.
Bad and neurological disorder. But hey.
What? It's fucking news to me.
That you worry about. I'm not saying that you have.
I'm glad you filled me in and I finally know. The rabbit's out of the hat and the elephant's in the room. Apparently I'm the fucking elephant. That's fucking wonderful. Not good. Next week is... the shittiest main event in fucking UFC history. Nunez and Aldana.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. My buddy's like, hey, I got tickets. Fucking enjoy.
You should come. I got tickets.
Yeah. I'm not going.
Paid $450 for him. I was like, for terrible seats.
I
was like, that's
here's the reality. It's got to be, for me to go to a fucking live card again for the prices, it's got to be big.
Yeah.
Like it has, and like my fighters are gone. Like Cowboy's gone. Robbie Lawler's retiring. Penn's gone. I mean, I would go watch McGregor and I'd go watch McGregor Chandler. I think that would be phenomenal. And if they have it in Vegas, maybe we can swing. Maybe you can swing some tickets. But
yeah,
like it's gonna, you got, fuck man, I will never go to a UFC in Canada. They're just trash. They give us trash.
Can you imagine the bridge and tunnels that are there?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the people that are gonna be there?
There's fights in the street.
Yeah, there will be.
Oh, did you fights in, there's gonna be fights in their own cars.
Did you send it to me when they had the fucking last weekend on
Lainey Wilson one?
Yeah, they had fucking her
and Luke
and Combs. Someone else there, Brett and Combs.
Yeah.
60,000 people there, and then fucking someone sold out Rogers as well. Both arenas were sold out, and fucking all the chicks were fighting. I was like,
I never said that, but just I just
stay fucking out of town.
Well, and it's like, yeah, like I got a couple buddies who got tickets who like, and they're good seats. Like, you want to come? Like, no, out of spite, I'm not coming.
I had dinner with our friend for her birthday.
Yeah.
And the two women that sat beside me, both in cowboy hats inside a nice restaurant, still wearing their cowboy hats in the restaurant, with plaid shirts that only went to like
the
top of their rib cage.
Were they hot?
They were super hot. Hookers for sure.
Yeah.
Hooking for sure.
Yeah.
and they're like, they had obviously never been in Gotham's because she's filming it for her boyfriend on FaceTime. Yeah. And he's like, oh yeah, are you sitting by the piano? And she's like, there's no piano in here. And he's like, oh, there's a piano in there. It's probably in the private room. And I look over and I'm like, hey, it's in the lounge on the other side. It's in the lounge. She's like, oh, it's in the lounge over here. But nobody goes over there. They were talking like, I was like, what the fuck are you saying, people?
Don't make me pull out my caviar stash, bitch.
Yeah.
I got a pound right backpack here. For times like this, for you get over here and eat my fish eggs.
This isn't even caviar. This is the sturgeon. I'm going to milk it right here.
This is roe, motherfucker. Roe versus hoe. I'm kidding. That's funny. Yeah, to say it's a shitty card is rude because, like, I respect fighters. So, like, they're doing something I can't do. I just, to pay the money, like, and it's nothing against women's MMA because, like, I don't consider Amanda Nunez a woman fighter. Same as Clarissa Shields last night. Yeah. By the way, what a fucking clinic.
I saw that. I saw that in highlights.
She throws a lot of wild punches, but she can. Like, everyone's like, oh, she's a wild puncher. If you're that good, you can throw those because you ain't getting hit. Like, it's, you watch her fight against, what's her pickle there that she fought last year? There was no wild punches because the bitch was good.
Yeah.
But this one she fought last night was good. Like, she's a professional boxer, but she wasn't on Clarissa's level.
No.
And so, like, yeah, she's going to throw some big punches. Because she's not, like, her fucking slide and her, like, her slide counters are fucking crazy. Like, they're better than some guys I've ever seen. Like, she moves left to right better than pretty much anybody I've ever seen beside Mayweather.
Yep.
Like, it's just fucking quick. And it's like, she's in, out, and back. And it's like, fucking, and I mean, yeah, okay. So she's, I don't take anything away from professional female fighters.
Yep.
Some professional female sports, not even because they're doing something I can't do. So
yep.
Would I pay $300 to go watch it? No. Nope. Wouldn't. Because that's me.
No, I wouldn't.
Would I pay?
I can't believe the prices were so crazy in Vancouver.
Well, it's because it's Vancouver. They think
they come once every 5 years. I'd pay $400 to come once every 5 years. Just saying.
I pay that to come once every fucking 5 days. If you know, you know. That's a joke.
People.
My back's all fucked up, by the way.
Like sore?
Yeah. You know what it is? It's those leg raises. I hate those. They compound my back. I'm done. I'm switching to side raises.
I'm terrible at sit-ups, just so you know. I mostly does crunches.
whatever, as long as you pretend.
Yeah.
same as the rest of her challenges. Just fucking put done. I don't even
know. Every time I do one, I count by fives, by the way.
Five. Ten. The best part is fucking the Moppet sends us a picture of a fucking, what, a T-Rex this morning on a coffee? Yeah. What is it? Where are you? You're not allowed in playgrounds. Just because it's fucking season doesn't mean you're allowed near them. Fucking out grooming, walking around with a brush.
Yeah.
You just fart. Did you just fart?
Did I?
No. Smart? No. You did a shaky.
Shaky shift.
But anyways, where was he that they have dinosaurs?
I have no clue. I didn't follow that at all. I was just like, fuck it.
And you're off to Dallas, you said?
Yeah, Thursday.
Nice.
I've never been, so I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, I've been to Texas, never been to Dallas.
Yeah.
I was only in Texas for a day. It was fucking wild. I felt like I was at home. Like, these are my people.
I've been to Texas as a kid driving through. They had like the 72-ounce steak contest that I tried to eat as a kid. My dad howling at me. No. And I got very sick, but
yeah.
They had like a shooting gallery in the lobby. Instead of like you sitting there waiting for your seats, you shoot fucking BB guns at things.
I think that's magical.
Animatronic.
Oh, back in the day, the horrifying fucking, remember how scary? Yeah. So I was thinking, I think, you know what we should do this year? Let's go to the P&E.
Yeah.
Let's go. Honestly, let's fucking go for the day. Let's go play some games, go on some rides. I can throw up. It'll be a good time.
When the exhibition's there too. So we can walk through and see the big cow. Every year I've been there, the cow is like 8 feet tall.
It's like, huge.
It's huge. It's not a bull either. It's a cow.
Well, it's a Mongi cow.
Yeah, totally.
It's
there's Mongi animals everywhere there. It's like a freak show of barn animals.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, I'm in.
Who are we taking?
I'm totally. Freezy, for sure. He can bring his little one.
He can't do that many people. He'll freak out. I'm going to have to be on Ativan for sure.
I would have loved to see him on a ride. He doesn't like rides.
No, neither do I. I don't do well
at them. Yeah.
Spinny ones I can't do. I can do roller coasters, but I can't do spins.
Well, Big Gay John can't do the motion sickness ones. And when we were at Universal Studios the first time, the first ride we went on was this Hogwarts thing. We didn't know what it was. And you'd like sit in a chair and then it's like, it's all like you move through. It's kind of like a roller screen. Coaster, but it stops at a screen. Yeah. Some of it's live roller coaster and some of it's stop.
Yeah.
It is fucked up. And your brain is like twisting between reality and 3D vision stuff. He didn't feel well.
This is a motherfucker who knocked himself out at a restaurant.
Yeah.
He fell off a chair. What's wrong? The weight of being this gay has finally caught up with me. Like, is that a thing?
John, it just all hit him at once.
It's just like, oh my god, I've taken a lot of dick. Holy fuck. That one? Oh my god.
Like, just he's like so excited.
Waves of cock hitting him in the face. Just fucking fucking man down.
Welcome to Pride season.
Hey, this is how we celebrate Pride season. Tell us about your dicks. If anybody out there wants to send us dick pics, send them.
Yeah.
Send them.
Yeah.
I'll send the first one. The
first one to you.
To you. I'm going to send it privately to everybody.
Pride season. It's open season for dick pics.
It's open season for dick pics. What did I send you guys the other day on fucking Get Judged? I sent on our chat. I sent on Fucked and Judged. I sent something and I deleted it because I was like, I was literally trying to find something. I was trying to send the thing, but I had a picture loaded.
Oh, that's scary.
Well, it was just a progress pic, and it was loaded because I was sending it to Kyler, but it was like it was cut off. Just
so you look like you had no pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I said it sent, and I was like, "Fuck, delete." I was like, oh. Not that I care, but I wouldn't have lived that down.
No, so she says, we both sent, I sent you a picture. I sent a picture of me looking exactly like Chris Farley on my shirt. Yeah. DJ sends a picture look like he is Forrest Gump out of fucking elementary school.
Yeah.
And so there's me topless. Yeah. Me topless. First thing you say is, I can't believe you guys trusted me with these pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
After saying and, that, you can't send a picture yourself.
No, no. And I've been working on some AI stuff with those pictures, so just give me some time.
Dolly. There's a free AI through ChatGPT.
What?
Called it, yeah. It's brand new. I'll tell you after we're done.
Really?
Yeah. It's through ChatGPT. It has images now.
Is it
it's not as good as it's not as good as the one that we belong to.
Oh.
But it's close and it's free.
That one's wild. I'm designing a bunch of tattoos right now.
Crazy.
I've had to appeal a lot of photos. Appeal. One. I had to appeal one 6 times. Appeal.
I love appeal. It. Like, I don't know. No.
Then you get fucking Hardeep from fucking Sri Lanka goes, yeah, I just go take it and go.
Yeah. 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 You look fine.
That doesn't seem weird at all. What you put there. That seems okay.
What is that called again? Mid-journey.
Mid-journey. That's Can we that. Talk about the fact that you're in a Peloton shirt? It's taken me this long to bring this up.
Yeah.
Why do you have a Peloton shirt?
I have 2 Pelotons.
So you got to wear a shirt?
No, I got, I no. It's the only tankless or like shirt. You know how light I
You're so tankless. It's the only tankless shirt I have. That is a tank shirt.
the material's like crazy light. Insanely. It's like, you know, I have a buddy who works at Nike and all that fucking stuff. I have a ton of shit. Dry fit, all that. This shirt is like the lightest material. I don't even like know what it is. It's space
for me.
Space material.
Don't do that. Your nipples are very hard right now.
They're always hard. You know why? It's because I have larger
areolas.
Thank you. And when I was a kid,
do you have big areolas?
Yeah, they're bigger. Bigger than, they're not like dime size. But as a kid, like I grew up, like I had those, I had my size nipples when I was like 6. So they're huge then.
and that's why you got molested.
We pardon this interruption. As legal counsel for the Shaky and Jakey Get Judged podcast show, we must inform you as a listener that the opinions, comments, and subject matter of this podcast do not in any way reflect the opinions of those that matter. In fact, we would like to state on the record that the opinions and comments of the show are from the twisted minds of the creators only, and in no way should this show be taken seriously. The fact that you have listened this long does, however, reflect that you as a listener are in dire need of a therapist. In the meantime, please move on with your life while always judging Shaky and Jakey. Thank you for tuning in. This concludes your therapy session of the Shaky and Jakey Get Judged podcast show.